Fancy masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where if you ever see us out at a remote, go out of your way to ask Corey Majors about the exploits of him and his sister when they were younger.
I told her yesterday, but happy belated birthday to my sister. Mm. She's an old lady now.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's what I told her when I called her. I was like, hey, old lady. And her daughter started laughing.
Well, see, this is why you need to ask for those exploits. All right. It's time for Cowboys Questions That Matter. First question. Do you think there's a realistic chance the Cowboys could get Christian Wilkins?
I mean, yeah, I think there's a realistic chance. I don't know how much they want to spend.
So you're saying it's going to happen?
No, I'm not. But I also, I don't... I've been trying to get Christian Wilkins on this team for years.
I know. I thought I could depend on your support here.
This is also one of those, do you want to mess with chemistry type situations? And I'm not quite sure what the whispers completely are in those circles.
Right.
So we've heard a couple of different reports here.
Right.
And I don't know how that flies with certain teams. And so maybe that would be the first thing that people look at and go, nah. So, but Will McClay told us his job is very fluid right now, right? Like, it is constantly keeping an eye on these guys. He's got his scouts working really hard. But I do think there's a realistic chance that if he wanted to come to the Cowboys, they're looking at that position saying, how do we strengthen and bolster it? And that would be a player for it.
Now, Alec, I'm going to throw this out there because Corey brought up the idea of the money. And I wonder how much that's going to be decided once they figure out or settle the grievance. But the betting odds came out, and they have the Patriots as the favorite, the Detroit Lions second on the list, which is terrifying, and the Dallas Cowboys are seventh on the list. So, do you think this could potentially reasonably happen?
I would say yes, with the qualifier of if the grievance goes in his favor.
Because then it'll theoretically be cheaper to sign him.
Yeah, gotcha. Because it feels like the whole thing we've talked about with a possible LeBron buyout.
Right.
It's like, you know, that's the only way it would make sense for this Dallas team to make that happen, because the financials would be in their favor. You know, you see it happen a lot where guys are still getting paid by another team. So they're like, yeah, I'll take the vet minimum, because, you know, Damian Lillard is doing it. You know, he didn't get the vet minimum, but, you know, you see that happen across other sports too. So if he's going to get paid by the Raiders, yes, I do think it's very reasonable to say that it could happen. But if not, he's going to chase the money because he's got to recoup what he lost.
Do you guys think that the Cowboys have a lot of quality young talent, specifically defined as under 25?
I feel like they do.
Okay.
But then I'm also like, there's two different words that you used. You used three, actually, different adjectives, I believe.
Oh.
Quality, young, and talent. I feel like they have young players. Not sure about the talent.
Okay.
But under 25, man, some of these guys that are getting paid right now that you're heavily relying on this team are older. So I've changed my mind. Okay. No,
Whoa.
They don't. They got to fix it.
What a whirlwind. We're going to get back to that in just a second. And here's what I'll tell you, Corey. When we get back to it, go with your instinct.
Okay.
Alec, do you believe that the Dallas Cowboys have a lot of good young talent, specifically under the age of 25?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, but I think they are trending in that direction. I think that they've done some good work in the draft the past couple of years, despite a couple of swings and misses. You know, people will bring up Mozzie, people will bring up Schoonmaker. You know, both of those guys haven't really done too much, but I start thinking of the Marist Leofowls of the world. I think Tyler Booker is incredible. I think that they're on their way, but I need to start being able to count on two hands how many names come up. Once that happens, then I think the answer will change.
I just found the list. I'm looking at the list of ages right now.
Okay.
And can I name some players that are under 20, under 25?
Under 25.
Not 25.
Correct.
Tyler Smith.
Yep.
George Pickens.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
Man, I think I forget how young he is then. Holy moly.
Cooper Beebe.
Yep.
I'll say Tyler Booker and maybe Jaden Blue. Other than that, it's Mafah.
What about Overshown?
Cornelius. I don't have, oh, they don't have him listed on here because.
Stupid jerks.
You know, remember what they told us? Remember what Schlereth told us about whenever you're injured? You're dead.
And I guess he does. I just looked it up. He turns 25 like in a couple weeks.
So yeah, Awesome Richards, Cropper, Mingo, Guyton, Vaughn, like those are players, yeah. But I don't feel like it's a, oh my gosh, this class is about to tear up.
Okay. Well, then let me...
Tyler Smith's really good, and he's about to get paid a lot.
Absolutely. Consider this. The number one team on the list is the Houston Texans. Here's players that they have that are under the age of 25. C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter. Number two...
What a draft that was.
Oh, my gosh. Now, the Seattle Seahawks, Devon Witherspoon, Byron Murphy, Jackson Smith and Jigba... So where would you guess? There's 32 teams in the NFL. Where would you guess the Cowboys are?
Probably right in the middle somewhere.
Right in the middle is Corey's instinctual guess. They are number 17. But
it's right where the Cowboys exactly. are.
But Alec, to your point, slow but steady can win the race. Last year, they were 21st on the list. So you have seen some positive movement.
So that's improvement.
That is, yeah, Jerry. It is. Yeah, you're right.
It is. And then if Revelle and Ezeraku, who, by the way, Ezeraku turns 22 in September.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, if the draft class pans out, then you could move up. But that is an argument you could probably make for most of these
teams.
Did
you see the video of Ezeraku doing the splits?
I told you, I'm already at a reasonably high hype level for him.
This dude was getting me hyped just in his warm-up dance.
Do I need to ask that question again? Are you now, do you have unreasonable expectations for Ezeraku?
I saw a picture of Christian Wilkins doing the splits, and people lost their minds about it. And then I'm like, hold on, isn't that just a sign of flexibility?
I mean, but if you're that big...
Pliability.
Yes, ply. That actually is the right use of that word.
Yeah.
All right, my next question. Do you think Trayvon Diggs will be ready to play in the first month of the season? He said that he does not anticipate going on the PUP, which to start the regular season, which would put you out for at minimum 4 games, which would then lead us all to believe that he will be ready to go in September. What say y'all?
At this point, I'm just guessing, but if he's saying that he doesn't want to go on, he doesn't anticipate it. And the Cowboys short, I mean, Kalen Carson just got hurt. They're going to need him.
And this was, he said that before I think
yeah,
that happened.
And he's, but he's also very motivated to prove Jerry wrong and sure. do a lot of different things. So
agreed.
You know what? I'm going to go for it, Kevin. I had very few, what did I mark him at? 11 games this year.
I believe that is correct.
Somewhere in that area. So I'm going to go ahead and say, let's get that rocking. 4 games in, we're back.
Okay. Alec?
I'd say yes, too. I mean, you can take $500,000 away from him. From the videos I've seen, it looks like his off-site rehab has been working pretty well. He looks like he's moving around pretty good. And I mean, I'm kind of with Corey. If he's saying that, it's probably not baseless. It's probably the people that are smarter than all of us telling him, yeah, it seems like everything's reacting the right way and you're looking pretty good. You're feeling pretty good. I'm going to trust him here and say that, yeah, I think he'll be ready to go. And, you know, he could miss maybe like the opener or something.
Right.
But, you know, it's not worth him missing the automatic 4 games if they think, yeah, he'll be ready by week 2. I'd rather just burn that roster spot and say he's going to play week 2.
Now, let's stick with the cornerbacks here because Deron Bland was talking after practice yesterday, and he said, definitely Dallas is where I want to be. Hopefully we can get it done. This next part is probably what people are more keyed in on. They've been talks, contract extension-wise, but I'm not really going to talk about that. My agent will talk about it. So my
As
next,
it should be.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Will Deron Bland get a contract extension before this season begins?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of been like, he's not, for me, he's not that dude, but I think he can get a good contract. If he wants to be the top cornerback paid, that's a different story. But I think he can get a really good contract and be very happy in Dallas for a while.
Now, to go along with this, Alec, I liked this kind of breakdown. It felt DeGrom-esque where he was like, nope, just wasn't a good night. Is Dron Bland was like, when they were using me inside and outside in my rookie year, that was the first time I was playing nickel in my life. So it was a rough journey. Mm-hmm. It was a rough time, excuse me, but it was a fun time to prove now that I can do inside and out. I always like that acknowledgement of, yeah, it didn't go well straight away, but we're on the other side now.
And it is about the journey. Kevin, as I've often said, because that's mm-hmm. where you learn about yourself. That's where you grow. That's where you find, along the way, you find things about yourself that you never knew before. And this is proof. This is proof of it. He didn't know he could do that before. Now yeah. he does. And I like that he does and feels like he could. If he needs to do it again, he can. Because the more you see some of these receivers like CeeDee Lamb that you can just move all over the field,
right?
Wouldn't you love a cornerback that you could just say, you know what, he's taking you out today because right. he can line up in the slot, he can line up outside, whatever we want him to do, he's taking you out of this game. And that's my big hope is that that's what you can do with a guy like Dron Bland.
All right, Alec, does Dron Bland get his contract extension before the start of the regular season?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes, because I know the comparison has been made by plenty of people now, and I was one of those people whenever the Jake Ferguson deal went down. It feels Jalen Smith-esque and Ezekiel Elliott-esque, where it's like, hey, we're open for business. If you come approach us and, you know, you catch us at the right time, I guess we're in a good mood, we'll make a deal with you.
Right.
We'll try to get out ahead of this thing, try to beat market value by a little bit, and get this thing done before it needs to get done, just to show Micah, for whatever reason, that we're willing to make a deal. So I do think that's what's going to happen. And then to Corey's point, whenever he does the press conference to announce the contract signing, he's going to say it's not about the money. It's about the friends we made along the way.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Gross.
Oh, yeah. Listening just to Broadus talk about the Ferguson deal yesterday was fun because of the comparison to Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, different player, obviously better player than Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith recognized this might be my only shot. Jake Ferguson seemed to have done it because, look, I want to be here. I want to be part of this thing. I like it here. Let's get something done now. And let me get in. If y'all are doing all this stuff with Micah, I can go ahead and take advantage of getting my opportunity to get it done with.
Now, I got one more if you guys don't mind. Are you pumped about seeing Awesome Richards as a part-time tight end? Or now do we need to protect him at all costs?
Well, you got Adeniji as an option at tackle. They have some options, and we might go through some of those later on in the show as well. Yep. But I do like seeing these jumbo packages. I'm not sure that he's running out there trying to catch anything, but these jumbo packages are important for their goal line situation, short yardage, and if they just want to say we're going to line up and run over you, as we asked Shoddy about while we were out there. So, yeah, I do, and also protect him at all costs. So there's multiple things happening there, Kevin. Two things can be true at once.
So true. All right, guys, thank you very much for participating in the Cowboys questions that matter.